heard what you just said, you know, there's something a little bit dangerous in a way, because when you get depressed and you are with your thoughts for any length of time, and maybe you're giving like very nice examples of, you know, something that may bother you, but if you have things in your life that are traumatic or cruel or like threatening or, you know, a lot of things that are not nice, and they would cause one to be angry or depressed. They are outside things you don't have control over, for instance. And some take action. I don't think sitting and experiencing yourself may not be that, in that moment, the thing you could do. The other thing is, I would think that at some point you need to, like you said, reroute your thoughts. And what you said, maybe it's true, if you're in a certain mood, this is not a good thing to do, because you're with your thoughts to the point of those thoughts become dangerous to yourself. You know, they're thoughts that feed on, even if you intend this meditation to interrupt them, which is what I hear you say, that, and maybe that's good practice. But this investigation is very innocent and sounds sort of innocent, like you investigate in your conscious. And, you know, for me, maybe I think I'm conscious and maybe I'm not. You know, maybe I'm only conscious of some things, maybe I'm not conscious of other things, because, well, I'm not sure. But, you know, in some place, like thoughts, they do become sort of your own enemy. You know, they erase themselves, they go away from their own. And what you said, I thought was very interesting, that you do that to try to solve what it is. And maybe this is not the thing to do for everyone to know, right? I don't know.
Can I pull out a couple of things from you who said that? I mean, I think just first of all, to reiterate, if you're in a really depressed mood, then doing mindfulness meditation isn't going to help. Yeah, because you need to activate yourself. So just to reiterate that. I think the second thing is, you've also said that, you know, sometimes there will be real, you know, serious big events that have happened in your life or maybe are happening in your life. What I would say about that is, in a way, that comes to the fourth point about making wise choices. So, you know, there is a time for sitting meditation. There's also a time for taking action. I mean, in a way, you've got, if you're familiar with the Serenity Prayer, which I can't remember now, but it's something like basically knowing what you can change and knowing what you can't change and learning to be with what you can't change and taking action where things can be changed. But the point that I was making is the important thing about taking action in a way is that it is considered rather than it's just a knee-jerk or just a habitual thing which you may have tried many times before and hasn't actually got you anywhere. So you somehow need a new way of doing things. And I think meditation can offer a space which can allow those possibilities to arise. Again, but if you're in a reasonably okay sort of state of mind, so you're not just going to go further down a pit. Yeah.